Blog Talk Radio.
And that's going for crazy.
Oh, bro.
Sometimes she be cool. One thing about her, that little motherfucker.
Scream.
That baby mama push. Know how to fucking push. Stay trying, nigga. But you got some good push. Not like that baby mama push. Always drama push. I ain't cool sometimes. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push. Baby mama push. Unstrapped, done, cut. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push. Baby mama push. Happy shit sometimes. That baby mama push. She cool where she wanna be. Happy shit always. Always with the fuck shit. She a handful always.
Unstrapped, uncut. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push. That
puss. Baby mama puss.
That puss.
Unstrapped, uncut. That baby mama puss.
That puss.
Yo, wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct this morning. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? you know, I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas and everything like that. What's going on, everybody? Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. You know what I'm saying? I kind of got into a few things this weekend and everything like that. But this morning we are talking about the verdict. The verdict that went on for... the Thug Music murder trial this morning, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're trying to find out, did Michael Dunn get away with murder? Do you think Michael Dunn got away with murder? I do. I think the motherfucker got away with murder and this, that, and the other because he got attempted murder on the other three children, or the other three youngsters and this, that, and the other, but they couldn't come up with a verdict for first-degree murder. You got to be fucking kidding me. You're trying to tell me that now, which I know words can hurt. Don't get me wrong. I know words can hurt. But we're talking about a 17-year-old young man. This Stand Your Ground law that they have going on the East Coast out there in Florida, in Jacksonville, Florida. This law is only for homeowners. If the boy would have came up in the house while he was there, he had a libel and a right to blow his ass away. That's what this Stand Your Ground law is about. It gives you the right to blow a motherfucker away if you feel that your life is threatened or in danger. When you walk outside, your life is threatened or in danger. So you trying to tell me a 17-year-old young man basically intimidated you, antagonized you to pull your gun out of a holster? Well, wait a minute. The gun was in a glove. It was in the glove box in the car. So you went back to your car, sat in your car, reached in your glove box, pulled a gun out, took it out of the holster, took the safety off, got back out of your car, and shot this boy. But he's saying this boy was coming after him with a shotgun and this, that, and the other and all that bullshit and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Look here. It's time for people to stand up and be accountable for the shit that they do. Perfect example. This probably don't have nothing to do with it. Perfect example. I go to the Barnes supermarket every day, just about. I go there to buy my groceries, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I go there every day. Every day I go there, I'm a connoisseur on food. So I go there, you know what I'm saying, and I'm looking at, you know, the chicken salad, things like that, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean? But every day that I go up there, they never have any chicken salad. All right? So my thing is when I go to the deli and I ask for chicken salad, they always telling me, well, no, we ain't got no chicken salad and we're not making any chicken salad. You know what I'm saying? I basically go back to the manager and go, these motherfuckers just told me they're not going to make any chicken salad. You know what I'm saying? The thing is that the customer is always right. In this case, in a murder case, good people can't speak for themselves. You know what I'm saying? But if a person is murdered in cold blood, a teenager, and you didn't find a gun, you didn't find any threat to your life, but you felt that you shot into this car 10 times. When the last motherfucker you know that you shot into a car 10 times at 4 teenagers? You know what I'm saying? That's just outright fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? So they got him for attempted murder on the other three. Shooting off a firearm in a public place and launching a missile into a moving vehicle or something like that. I'm not sure. But basically, you know, he didn't get off, but he almost did get off. What is our justice system coming to where you can kill a 17-year-old child and a jury is hung and don't know how to come up with a verdict. You know what I'm saying? You got the Fat Man on the morning show. You know what I'm saying? Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 8:10 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? The high today of 70 degrees in some places. In other places, I know yesterday it was like 80-something degrees out here in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we got stuff everywhere, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So, listen, y'all, we're going to go get back into this music and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got the Fat Man up in here. We're talking about the verdict this morning, Michael Dunn, you know what I'm saying? He got off with the first-degree murder charge, but he did get charged for attempted murder on the other two, on the other three youngsters that was in the Thug Music murder trial. Y'all hit me up at 347-884-8810. Call in and voice your opinion, all right? All right, then, y'all. It's time to wake your ass up live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when a valve broke, telling me about the things that a girlfriend's got and what she ain't got. And she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're moaning now, wait until tonight, girl. I'll be more. Just wait.
Everybody needs somebody to love. You have that someone, baby. Cause I've done my time, and it's your turn now. If you think your love is all, wait until tonight. I'm tired of the same old stuck in time.
Wake your ass up, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. What's going on, everybody? It's your host, Fat Man. You know what I'm saying? 8:16 a.m. out here on the West Coast in Las Vegas, Nevada. In other news this morning, this just in on my Yahoo stream. It says, Snake Salvation Star dead from snake bite, National Geographic to air tribute episode. Okay, here we go, here we go. It says update 11:15 a.m. With the first season fully filmed, National Geographic has no plans for a second season. Yeah, no shit. For a second season of Snake Salvation, says the network rep. Now in the wake of Jamie Coots' death, National Geographic is working up a special tribute episode so people can understand Pastor Jamie and his methods of worship and see that he died doing what he believed was his calling. Here's National Geographic on Coots' passing. National Geographic joins his family and friends and community in mourning the loss of Pastor Jamie Coots and following the pastor's Coots for our series Snake Salvation. We are constantly struck by his devout religious convictions despite his health and legal peril he has often faced. Those risks were always worth it to him, and his congruence as a means to demonstrate their unwavering faith. Okay, basically what this is this is a pastor, a so-called pastor, who shows people how to worship God, I guess, through snake salvation. Okay, it says Jamie Coots is one of the stars of National Geographic's reality show Snake Salvation, died Saturday of a venomous snake bite. According to reports, he refused medical attention after being bitten in his fully gospel tabernacle in Jesus' name in Middleboro, Kentucky. See, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Middleboro, Kentucky. Who the fuck plays with snakes but only country motherfuckers in a place called Middleboro, Kentucky, and died shortly thereafter in his home. The show debuted last fall, centered on two Pentecostal preachers who handle deadly snakes as a part of their century-old Appalachian practice originating from the Bible passage that suggests those anointed by God will not be harmed by poisonous snakes. You stupid ass. The devil was a fucking snake. If it's a snake, it's going to bite you. You dumb ass. So you basically got snakes around these people, and you calling yourself praising God and everything like that. I understand. God also said, don't be no damn fool either. But he don't tell us to go out and play with snakes because, yeah, I know I'm a child of God and I know I'm anointed by God, but I know a snake will still bite my big ass if I go out and fuck with it and shit like that. There, this is fucking stupid. It says Coos had previously been bitten 9 times. Oh, so he fucking knew better. He been bit 9 fucking times and ain't dead. Hell, I guess this one was a charm and shit, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, he has been bitten 9 times and lost a finger to a rattlesnake bite. Wow. So that didn't teach your ass either. So God took your finger and told you to keep fucking with snakes and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, because the snake ain't going to bite you because you're anointed by me and this, that, and the other. But God also say, don't be no damn fool and this, that, and the other, because a snake will always be a snake, and a snake going to bite you no matter how you pet it, no matter how you take care of it, no matter how you love it. The devil was a snake. Anyway, he started on Snake Salvation alongside Tennessee pastor Andrew Hamblin, both of whom claim serpent handlings is their First Amendment religious right. You dumb asses. The pair have come under fire from authorities for hunting and collecting deadly snakes for their church services. Last year, Coos pleaded guilty to illegally possessing and transporting 3 rattlesnakes and 2 copperheads snakes in Tennessee after the state seized them in a traffic stop as he was driving them from Alabama to Kentucky. This is fucking crazy. Look here. Check this out. There is no way that you can call yourself handling snakes in the name of Jesus and not think that you're going to get bitten. The devil was a snake, okay? Jesus tell you not to trust a snake. Jesus tell you not to put your trust in man, because man will let you down every fucking time, and this, that, and the other. So I'm sorry, Pastor, but that's just your dumb ass and everything like that. You should have been holding the Bible instead of a snake. Okay, so you should have been holding the Bible instead of a fucking snake. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 8:22 a.m., live from Las Vegas. Big shout-out to my girl Jasmine. She's locked me in this morning. Big shout-out to everybody that's got me locked in this morning. If you're listening to me this morning, put a put something on my Facebook wall. Hit me up. Send me an instant message or something and let me know, Fat Man, I got you on lock. You're waking my ass up. You know what I'm saying? So to everybody that's listening right now, big shout out to y'all. I hope y'all had a good weekend. I had a good weekend and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my LVPPW BBWs. You know what I'm saying? I don't see nobody up in here, you know what I'm saying, and everything representing. Not after that meeting we had yesterday, one of y'all motherfuckers better call or chime in or something like that and let me know that y'all listening and everything like that. Or I will talk about y'all asses until times get better. You know what I'm saying? But we about to get back into some music right now, y'all. You rocking with the Fat Man and the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. And this song goes out to Pastor Koontz. You know, may he rest in peace. But doing dumb shit, fucking with snakes and shit, talking about, you know, it's a God-given right, and God makes it, you know, and if we're anointed by God, we won't get bit by the snake. Well, like I said, the devil was a serpent. The devil was a snake, and God told us not to trust in the devil because the devil will turn around and bite us later. So here's a song dedicated to Pastor Koontz, you know what I'm saying? I guess next time, after you'd have been bitten 73 times by snakes and everything, next time maybe you'll probably figure one time is enough, I better leave that alone. So here's my girl Betty Wright and After the Pain.
Well, I couldn't resist the urge to tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain? And I welcome you. You're a glad sight to see. And after the rain and all that I have
Baby,
wake your ass up morning show. You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the wake your ass up morning show. Wake your ass up so you can get ready for work. But from what I understand, today is a holiday, so it's a four-day weekend. So a lot of y'all might be sleeping in, but your damn show ain't calling me on my damn radio show and supporting what the hell I'm doing and everything. So wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy up in here. We doing it real big, y'all. It's 48 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada this morning. A high today of 74 degrees out here. It's going to be kind of warm out here, you know what I'm saying, and everything. That song, After the Pain, went out to Jamie Kuntz, the stupid-ass pastor who was out there trying to minister his congregation with serpents, with snakes, deadly snakes, copperheads, deadly rattlesnakes, black mambas, all of that, you know what I'm saying? You dumbass, you know what I mean? And they did a reality show on this shit, okay? It seems like all you need to do is be missing some teeth, either make some moonshine or fight some other women or some shit like that to get a fucking reality show. I need a fucking reality show because trust me, as much as I deal with all these crazy-ass BBW women and this, that, and the other and shit like that there and these crazy-ass music artists and shit, that's a reality show in itself. You know what I'm saying? Just watching somebody trying to make it or make their dream possible or something like that, that's a reality show in itself. You know what I'm saying? So I dedicated that song After the Pain because he ain't got no pain no more because his ass is dead. That's why he ain't got no pain no more. His ass is dead. You know what I'm saying? Why? From getting bit by a fucking snake. You know what I'm saying? That you pulling out in church trying to teach a congregation about the Bible, about Jesus. Jesus ain't never walked around with no damn snake in his hand and this, that, and the other and all of that shit. When he told Adam and Eve, don't fuck with that snake out there and this, that, and the other, but the snake told his ass because it's a serpent and a snake is not good and is bad. bad snake. Snake told him to eat the fucking apple. And Eve, stupid ass, ate the fucking apple. This is why y'all women bleed and all that shit every first of the fucking month and all of that damn shit. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live from Las Vegas, y'all, at the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. I know yesterday I was watching TV and something came across the TV. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, I defend my President Obama, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know, everybody talking about, you know, the Obamacare and all that, how it's fucking up and shit like that there. You know, but we have 3.3 million people that has registered for Obamacare and is getting taken care of properly, you know what I'm saying? So everything don't work for everybody, but this shit just kind of took the cake, you know what I'm saying? They said Obama is getting $1 billion, not $1 million, not $2 million, but $1 billion to support and advocate and research on climate control. What the fuck you mean $1 billion for fucking climate control? Get the fuck out of here. Look here, as much as we in fucking trouble, don't get me wrong, like I said, I ride with my president till the wheels fall off, but this motherfucking time, this is some old nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Fucking $1 billion for fucking global research, fucking climate control. What the fuck are we growing? You know what I'm saying? Are we growing humans? The fuck are we growing? We talking about onions, tomatoes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Bell peppers, all of that type of shit. Grow that shit where the climate is right. But don't take $1 billion and we already stressing. We already out of work. Ain't nobody fucking working. The economy done tanked and turned upside down two or three times. Now you're going to take $1 billion and do fucking global research on you're going to do fucking global research on climate control. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck the president is thinking, but $1 billion, yeah, Obama, you really own some shit right now, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean? So I don't know what the fuck that's about, you know, $1 billion on the global, you know, on or climate control. I mean, I don't get it, but Obama, you need to be ashamed of yourself and this, that, and the other. You need to go sit your ass down or go on back to Camp David or wherever, or Camp Obama, wherever the fuck you chilling at and shit like that. Let Michelle go to some of these meetings and this, that, and the other. Y'all, black men know that they can't go to meetings. We half-ass listen. We falling asleep and shit. Want to smoke cigarettes, go outside, smoke a blunt, some shit like that there. But our girl usually sit there and take all the notes and understand what's going on and shit like that. Yeah, he need to let Michelle run some shit, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Because right now, the president is fucking up, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's kind of like, damn, we done fucked up, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like, wow, the president is fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live from Las Vegas, y'all. We just getting it in this morning. The topic this morning is about the Michael Dunn thug murder case. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this man basically got off with murdering a 17-year-old young African-American young man. This man will never get to get married. This man will never know what it's like to be a father. He was cut down before his life even got started by someone who felt threatened by the music that he was playing. It's a shame when the music that we listen to and that we play is starting to be it's starting to be a nuisance. Can we say a nuisance? I don't think so. I think, don't get me wrong, I know people don't like rap music. Don't get me wrong, there's some rap music that I don't like, but I don't never walk up on nobody's car and tell them to turn their shit down, whether if it's teenagers, adults, senior citizens, old Korean people, old folks driving, all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? You don't never walk up to nobody's car and try and tell them what to do, you know what I'm saying? You know, but he voiced his opinion. The young man told him, basically probably told him, you know, fuck you, I ain't turning my music down, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know, and he figured, well, he was threatened. He figured, you know, I'm going to go and get my gun and this, that, and the other. It's going to be self-defense and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not a self-defense issue. The young man did not have a gun, okay? The young man did not have a shotgun like he thought. You know what I'm saying? But it took, what I'm talking about is that it took the court 18 hours, 4 days to come up with this verdict. Look here. If it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it ain't fucking Aflac. It's a fucking duck, okay? It's a difference between a duck and a goose and shit. The fucking Aflac is not a fucking duck. It's a goose, okay? A duck is shorter, and it ain't even white and shit like that there. So this is what I'm talking about. Society puts out subliminals and shit like that to throw us off. When you shoot into a car 10 times with 4 teenagers in it, not even no one in that car over the age of 20, when you shoot into a car like that, you are attempting second degree and first degree murder, okay? One of the children came out, and three of the children made it. One of the children died. That's murder, okay? Michael Dunn faces up to 75 years after conviction, okay? we are gonna take a look at it and everything like that. You know, Jacksonville prosecutor in the case against a Florida man found guilty Saturday of firing 10 bullets into a vehicle occupied by a group of teenagers say that they are planning to retry him on most serious charges, first-degree murder. Now, they never came up with a verdict for the first degree for him killing the kid, killing Jordan. I forget his last name, but they couldn't come up. It's like, how can you not come up with a guilty plea on that? But what my thing is this jury. This jury got tired. The jury wanted to go home. They wanted to go to lunch. They wanted to take a 30-minute break. They was asking these dumbass questions. You know what I'm saying? Can we find him guilty on three other charges and not just one? So you're already letting us know that you don't think this man is guilty from killing this kid. He is guilty, and he is wronger than two left fucking feet. A 47-year-old man, you know what I'm saying, accused of shooting a sport utility vehicle on November 23rd. This was before Thanksgiving. This was December 23rd, 2012. This is 2014. So 2 years after this, this man is just now getting his ass locked up like he's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Jordan Davis was a passenger. Three of the 9 bullets that was shot into the SUV struck Davis, who was 17 when he died and would have turned 19 that following Sunday. Gunfire missed the other 3 teens. Dunn was found guilty Saturday of 3 counts of second-degree attempted murder. 1 count of firing into an occupied car. He could face up to 60 years in prison. Attorneys will meet next month with the judge to schedule a sentencing date, but defense lawyer Corey Stroller said he plans to appeal the guilty verdicts. During the verdict, Stroller called Dunn's actions clear case of self-defense. How the fuck can it be self-defense and this, that, and the other, and he wasn't threatened? His life wasn't in danger. You know what I'm saying? I could be next. You know what I'm saying? I like loud music. I like Skittles. And I wear hoodies. So y'all could be getting a call that Fat Man just got smoked in a motherfucking parking lot and everything because he was playing loud music, talking to big girls, and eating McDonald's hamburgers and this, that, and the other. And the security guard walked up and told him, hey, you can't eat them McDonald's hamburgers sitting here in this parking lot talking to these big girls like this. And Fat Man told the motherfucker, man, fuck you, get away from my car. And the man shot him 12 times. This don't make any fucking sense. This doesn't make any fucking sense. This is the question that I ask. When is a black man's life going to mean anything to white America? That's just real shit. It's not a black and white thing. I'm not trying to make it a black and white thing. People make it a black and white thing. This man, Michael Dunn, made it a black and white thing. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know what I mean? So y'all hit me up if y'all got something to say. 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. If you got something to say, you got a comment or something like that, you know what I'm saying, please call me and let me know, because we have to stop this cycle. Everybody that's dying right now are children, not grown stupid motherfuckers like this pastor out here with these fucking snakes and all of this shit. He got bit. That was his dumbass fault. We're losing our children. We're losing our youth. Our youth is supposed to take over where we left off at. If they're killing each other, and we got these funny-ass laws and shit to where a person can even feel intimidated, they could pull out a gun and shoot a child. He was intimidated by a child. That boy was about to turn 19. He was 17 at the time. This was 2 years ago. He killed a fucking child and shot into the car at 3 other children. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'll be trying to tell a lot of our teenagers. If you're not about that life, sit your ass down, because you're going to run into a real Billy Badass one day. You can't be no gangster on Facebook one day telling everybody to kiss your ass and this, that, and the other, and don't think a motherfucker gonna check you the next day about that shit. Don't think somebody know that you're talking about them. Don't think that nobody don't know that you're speaking in them ill in a subliminal way. People aren't stupid, everybody. This is a game called life, and people take it for granted. You know what I'm saying? My life, your life, anybody's life is nothing to play with. But you got to realize we are losing children. We're losing our babies. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be saving our babies. Our babies are supposed to be saving and taking us to the next level. So who's going to be here to take us to the next level if we letting stupid laws and people of color take out our kids, take out each other? That could have been my son. That could have been your son. That could have been anybody's son. That's a hard pill to swallow when you got to bury your 17-year-old son. You know what I'm saying? It was a hard pill to swallow when I lost my son due to it being stillborn. I couldn't handle that. So I could just imagine what a man is going through. Two black men been lost within the last 5 years. Two black men then lost their sons to the streets, to some ignorant motherfucker who figured they're going to take justice into their own hands. And that just goes to show me how intimidating our color is, intimidating how our children are being raised and are growing up. The black race is intimidating like that? Is the black race that intimidating to where people feel that they have to be afraid of us? They have to feel that they have to fear us. If you're fearing us so fucking bad and you're so fucking afraid of us, stop trying to act like us and stop trying to be like us. Stop trying to do music like us. Stop trying to talk and wear clothes like us. Stop trying to walk and talk slang and talk shit like us and everything like that, because I don't see too many black brothers running around here trying to be Latino, white, Asian, Korean, or anything like that. I see brothers being brothers. I see white folks trying to be like black people. I see white women trying to be like black girls. I see Latino women trying to be like white girls and black women, okay? I see white women trying to be like black women, Latinos, and don't even know their own origin or their own family tree or their own background. You know, Big Mama used to say, sweep your own porch before you sweep somebody else's. You know what I'm saying? That's real shit. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live, y'all. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. If y'all got something to say about this verdict, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. I must be preaching to myself because it don't sound like anybody hears me this morning. So I'm going to keep it going. You know what I'm saying? But it's just funny shit. Got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Wake your ass up. Let's go.
On a day like today, that I spend nothing went my way, trying to find some peace within. Get me down. Looking everywhere,
You know what? I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
Jamie Foxx, and I'm going to make it do what it do, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's my shit right there. You know what I'm saying? 8:59 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got some people checking in. We got definitely got New York in the damn building. You know what I'm saying? Out there, New York, New York, and Albany, New York is in the building. You know, big shout out to them. And we got my man, Vargas Ali. You know what I'm saying? My man Vargas Ali, all the way from Birmingham, United Kingdom. You know what I'm saying? So my man Vargas Ali is out there in Birmingham, United Kingdom. He's got us locked in right now. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to his homies. You know what I'm saying? His boy Bobby. And his boy Baxter, and of course, Kimbo or Kimbob, if that's it, K-I-M-B-O-B, Kimbob or whatever like that. Big shout out from your boy Vargas Ali out there. You guys holding it down out there in the United Kingdom. You know what I'm saying? And we got much respect for y'all out here in America. You know what I'm saying? So much love. You know what I mean? Y'all keep it pushing. You got your boy Fat Man locked in, just up in here representing like I always do. You know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody that's rolling with your boy this morning. You know what I mean? Got a lot of stuff going on out here. Like I said, my girl Jasmine, my man Vargas, my man Ali Vargas out here. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Skull Family is definitely in the building. Big shout out to my man D Jones out there with the Wake and Bake. You know what I'm saying? Out there in Denver, Colorado. You know, they got a lot of stuff they're getting ready to do and shit like that there. I'm trying to get on a couple of these tours and stuff that they're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on out here in Vegas land. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody. Big shout out to myself. Shit, sometimes I don't even shout out myself. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that, you know. But like I said, this morning our topic is, did Michael Dunn get away with murder? You know what I'm saying? The Thug Murder music trial, they finally got a verdict on Saturday, or was it Sunday? They finally got a verdict on Sunday. When was the last fucking time you done been to court on Sunday? That lets you know how important this shit is when they take your ass to court on a motherfucking Sunday to get a fucking verdict, you know what I'm saying? Everything like that. So, you know, you got it, and you done fucked up real bad. You done fucked up royally if they taking your ass to court on a motherfucking Sunday, you know what I'm saying, to get a fucking verdict to lock your ass up, you know what I'm saying? But they ought to put that motherfucker up under the jail, you know what I mean, because what he did doesn't make any type of sense whatsoever. You know what I'm saying, y'all? We got to learn how to respect each other. We got to learn how to be accountable for the shit that we do. You know what I'm saying? We got to learn how to be involved in our communities. You know what I mean? And stop the killing in our communities. You know what I'm saying? These are kids that's being killed. These aren't menace to society or a motherfucker that's like, yeah, well, you know, no better for his ass. If he got shot, that's what the fuck happened to him and everything like that. These aren't those type of kids. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing we got to stop doing is we got to stop passing judgment on our own kids. We got to stop being afraid of our own children. You know what I mean? There was a time to where if you got out of line with Big Mama, Big Mama would fuck you up. Big Mama would fuck you up, shut you down the whole nine yards. We need to get back to that. You know what I'm saying? We need to get back to the ass whoopings. Whatever happened to, I don't know, I guess I was the only one that had a crabapple tree in his backyard that breeded switches. My dad would go out there and break a switch off of that tree and wear my ass out. You know what I'm saying? But I tell you one thing. I learned from that. I learned not to go out and do that shit again. I learned not to go out and humiliate my family. I learned not to go out and drag my family name, my dad's name, my mom's name through the dirt. You got to have respect for your elders. You got to have respect for what's going on around you. because no one else is going to give you that respect. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all, we got to get it together. We definitely have to get it together so we don't have another Jordan Davis, so we don't have another Trayvon Martin, you know what I'm saying, and everything. We don't need that in our communities. This is why we got to get out and you got to get active. You see shit going on in your community, say something. Black men, all my fellas out there, look here, man. It's time to take a stand and stand for what you mean. You know what I'm saying? If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. So it's time to make a stand. If you see shit going wrong in your fucking neighborhood, or you see shit, or you see teenagers doing shit they ain't got no business doing, stop being so fucking afraid to say something and say something. Because you would hate to find out that them teens got killed later on down the road, or something happened to them later on down the road. You know what I'm saying? So you got to wake up, wake your ass up and smell the fucking coffee. You know what I mean? All this reality show shit going on and everything, that's not realistic shit. Y'all got to realize that's fucking Hollywood. They script shit, they put shit together to make us, to hold our interest. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, no. Everybody that I know that listens to my radio show has a son or a daughter. It don't necessarily have to be teen. It don't have to be male teens. This could be female teens. The next is going to be female teens. Something's going to happen or something like that. But if you're active in your community, like a lot of you artists say you are, you know what I'm saying, and things like that, like a lot of you so-called city workers say that you're active in the community, you know, that a lot of you church folks say that you're active in the community and you not. It's time to get active in your damn community. You know what I'm saying? It's time to wake up and smell the Starbucks, because they're killing our kids around us. And if you're not trying to, you know, and if you're not trying to you know, they used to say, get in where you fit in. You can't do that no more. You can't do that no more. You can't get in where you fit in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just real shit. You got the fat man up in here. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Big shout-out to everybody that's got me on lock. I got, you know, everybody up in the building. Everybody's hitting me up, you know what I'm saying? But we need to be talking about this Thug Murder music trial, because that could be any one of us. D. Jones, that could be you out there. D. Jones, that could be one of the homies. That could be one of the Skull family out there. You know what I'm saying? Same thing in my case. That could be one of the homies out here. That could be somebody from Fat City Entertainment out here in Las Vegas. We got to look out for each other. Me and D. Jones was talking about that last night. We got to look out for each other. You can't have these phony motherfuckers running around up in your camp. You can't have motherfuckers out in the street talking crazy about you. You know what I'm saying? What happened to loyalty? Does loyalty even exist anymore? Or are we just, you know, bumping our gums? You know what I'm saying? Because I can show you better than I can tell you. You know what I'm saying? And I know that's one thing that me and D. Jones was talking about, you know, was fucking loyalty. We got motherfuckers out here doing shit, making diss music on us and everything, and all we've tried to do is help the next man. Same thing, same game. You know what I'm saying? Only thing about it is, me or D. Jones ain't got mad and went and shot off into somebody's car, or went and shot off into somebody's house, or went and shot somebody. Because I've seen motherfuckers get killed and get hurt over less. So we need to try and come together, work together, you know what I'm saying, and watch our streets together. Watch our children grow together. Because we're going to fuck around and we're going to lose everything. And we're going to lose everything. Why? Why are we going to lose everything? Because we can't unify for anything. We lose everything because we can't unify on anything. So if you're going to hate, you can hate on me. I got enough people hating on me. I don't give a fuck. But I'm going to make sure that I tell y'all the truth. And I'm going to keep it 600 at all motherfucking times. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We're doing it real big today. Today's topic is, do you think Michael Dunn got away with murder? Or do you think he should have got the first degree murder charge along with everything else? I don't know, but it's time to wake your ass up and hit me up at 347-884-8810. Let's go.
If I could give you the world on a silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an old bitch, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
You got the Fat Man up in here. Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That was Earl and Eddie and Gerald Levert, you know what I'm saying? My Body, well, that was LSG, My Body earlier. That was my girl Jill Scott, you know what I'm saying? If you want to hate, you can hate on me. You know what I'm saying, and everything, you know, but you know, but right now we're chilling. We're talking about the Thug Music murder trial, you know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, you know, the dude was convicted of shooting into the car. You know, he's looking at 60 years in prison. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking, he's already 47 years old. That's a fucking life sentence. He will never see the light of day, which in some cases needs to be like that. You know what I'm saying? And everything, you know, but, we got some people on the line. I got my man calling in from, all the way from the Oklahoma state, area code 918-5914. Yo, what's going on? You got the Fat Man up in here. Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Who is this?
Fat Man, Miss Big. What's good, baby?
Yo, what's going on, man? What's going on? How you been?
Man, I'm holding and hanging like a sack of nuts right out here in the good break 918, baby. What's good?
Ah, man, nothing, man. We just up this morning, man, getting everybody educated on this this Thug Music murder trial, man. Did you get a chance to check out the verdict this weekend?
Yeah, well, I'm not really up on it, but I am up on it, man, because I live in Florida, too. So, you know what I'm saying? And that happened in Jacksonville, correct?
Right. You stayed out in Florida, and then said the other. Do you know anything about this Stand Your Ground law out there?
That Stand Your Ground law, it's crazy. It's, you know, it's basically if I can prove that I shot you, then my ground is dead, you know. Basically the Zimmerman bill.
Right. Okay. Now, isn't this Stand Your Ground law for homeowners, not people just out in the street?
Correct. Homeowners.
Okay. Okay, because one of the things that he was trying to bring up was the Stand Your Ground law. That doesn't go for being out in the street in a public parking lot, things like that.
Well, you know what, I'm not 100% on that, so you can't quote me on it, please don't. But I'm
right,
not for
right,
sure.
Right, right.
Excuse me. I think it's best to Google it and find out. I can't remember how it go just like that, though. But I think you do got to have your, you know, your CDLs, your weapon permissions and all that kind of stuff if you got to have it.
Right, exactly. So my thing is, man, what is your take on the whole thing when you heard about it?
Wow. Man, just some more bull, because I tell you, man, it's very troubling to hear these kind of things. I mean, what is the world coming to? You know what I mean? So
right.
This is the question that, you know, that you can ask. I mean, it's a lot of things I want to say, and I want to go off at one time, but, you know, it's kind of hard to do. So, I mean, I just say, what is the world coming to? I mean, for this to just keep continuously going on.
Right. Because I know when I heard about it, I was outraged, you know, things like that. You know, it was, you know, here we are, you know, we're back at the same point again. And what makes it so bad, this was 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? This was 2 years ago. This happened in 2011, 2012 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of us, this is what they talk about, that the revolution won't be televised, because a lot of us didn't know about this shit until they started talking about it recently. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we are, you know, one thing that I wanted to make a point clear, and I want your opinion on this. I remember when we were out there in Oklahoma, and we were doing music, and we was doing everything, and this and the other, you know, and everybody was running wild and all of that shit, and this and the other. I see nothing has really changed. Kids are still killing kids.
Correct.
I mean, how many people did we know just being in Muskogee that was killed? I remember we used to go to the over 40s. Over 40s wasn't bigger than nobody's living room. And they would get up in there and get the gunfighting and this, that, and the other and everything like that.
Man,
I
that
don't
shit
understand
happens,
it.
Man.
We,
that shit happens everywhere. And it's crazy I mean, just coming up out here and this out here, I mean, they don't think that because you're in the Oklahoma, this doesn't happen, you know what I'm saying? But this shit happens everywhere, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and coming from these small towns, you draw big love to people from up elsewhere. And kids are still killing kids still today out here, New York, L.A., Houston, Boston, Nebraska, Lincoln, Vegas, you know what I'm saying, everywhere. It don't have to just be a metropolis to go to see all kind of bullshit, you know what I mean? But,
right.
Hey, man, I mean, it's real crazy right now.
Right. My thing is that we are basically using, we're using our youth, we're using our youth and we're losing our youth all at the same time.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Because when has it, I mean, I know I'm 45, Jermaine. I know I'm 45.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When did, and I know me and you, we didn't, you know, when me and you was running together, we was all out there in Tulsa, all over the North End, you was taking me places that I ain't never been before, stuff like that, and you just be like, yo, just chill out, fat man. You rolling with me, my nigga. Just, you know, just chill out, lay back. I got this, that, the other, and everything. Since when was it, I mean, and we've been called every name in the book, and it never fazed us. Since when did sticks and stones start breaking my bones, if you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Because I tell you when sticks and stones start breaking bones, when motherfuckers start getting scared to fight.
Right.
You know how old school we come up, put your dukes up, nigga, get out of here, some of this grass. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
That's the essence of it all. The essence of basic home training to hip-hop is leaving. I mean, and it's not embedded into these young cats, and that's where the fucking problem is. A lot of parents ain't whooping their ass. Instead of whooping their ass, they getting their ass whooped, and then they're letting them get in this system. Once they get in that system, then they got you. Now it's a whole different monster that you're dealing with.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So if parents start putting more foot in that ass and stop being afraid to your kids and shit, you know, straight bottom line, dog. I mean, like you say, when we came up, dog, you know what I'm saying, it was something totally different, something totally different. Now it's just all these Thundercats out here just wild buck ass loose. Well, this is what you have when you have this shit, when you have where communities where you know, your son is just running buck ass wild, you not being a parent to him, you trying to be a friend to him. Bump all that, you gotta be a parent to your child. This is what you have. A bunch of loose-ass kids running the street going buck like they doing. And this is not affecting blacks, whites, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans. Kids is walking into school with guns, movie theaters and shit.
Right.
So this
right.
is what you have.
Right. There is
you
no...
You know what I know. I couldn't go up to your house, and I'm up to your house, and we up to your house, and we up there cutting up. Your mama going to get us and then call my mama and tell him, oh, yeah, I got him. Send him on. He coming down. I got him. I got my boy, too. Yeah, because we was up there fucking up. When I get to the house, I'm going to get my ass whipped by my mama. But now that's out. That's gone. That is gone. So the essence is not in the breed right now that's floating.
Right. Right. I mean, I agree with you. Jermaine. You know what I'm saying? It ain't enough ass whoopings going out no more.
No.
Parents are. It seems like our black race then kind of regressed. You know what I'm saying? Instead of progress, because we're like you said, we're letting our children run shit. When we were coming up, we didn't run shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, hell no. You
mama
shut your ass
shit.
Down. Hey,
exactly.
Hey, this is
you know what I'm saying?
This is grown folk business. Stay out of it.
Okay. Okay. Exactly. Exactly.
My grandmama
because
taught
was,
me that.
Yeah, and we was also taught speak when spoken to.
Yes, sir. Speak on it now. Now you're talking my language.
You know what I'm saying? And things like that. It was we didn't dare get into mama's big mama's business or why they was on the phone or why she had company or something like that. That's
no,
what you
man,
take
it
your
was,
ass
we wasn't even in the room,
play.
Dog. It was like this. We go to your house. My grandma went there with your grandma and mama and them. Y'all in a complete another room. I'm in there with the kids. Ain't no kids in there where they at. That's business.
Right. That's business. You know what I'm saying? And you're right. And I feel that we as a black nation, a black family, we're missing that. You know what I'm saying? We're missing that. It's no respect. It's no respect for the black elder anymore.
Hell no. Hell no.
You know what I'm saying?
That's gone too. That's gone too.
You know what I mean? It's like Orientals, they worship their parents until the day they die. They don't put them in no nursing homes. They don't do nothing. They keep their parents with them. They take care of them. The family pitches in and take care of them. We
right.
in America have got so laid back to where we figure if we can't take care of our parents, we can put them in a home. We can put them away. We can do shit like that. And we are killing our own race slowly but surely.
You can believe that. You can believe that. It's a lot
you
of
know,
things.
We're
a lot of people.
Race.
Yeah, it's a lot of things. A lot of people need to get up on and get knowledge of ourselves first, and then they can go from there, man.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Jermaine, tell everybody where they can hit you at and find you at on Facebook.
Yo, I just got my regular little pages up at Jermaine Ledbetter at Facebook. So it's going down like panties, believe me.
All right, man. All right,
there,
man.
I
appreciate it.
I keep old school shit going on there. You see me on the one with the young TV rap shit on there now.
Okay, yeah, without a doubt. I was checking that out, man, and everything, man. So listen, man, you tell everybody much love out there, man, and Muskogee out there in Oklahoma, man, and I'll be talking to you soon, all right?
No doubt, baby. Take care of yourself out there.
That's what's up, man. We're going to have to get together, man, and get a track. Get a track.
Yeah,
man.
No doubt. I still got you on that. I still got you.
You know what I'm saying?
About it.
So whatever you can get out here to the West Coast, man, I got you. Trust me, man. I got plenty of flow and plenty of couch for you to curl up and shit and chill out.
Hey, man, no doubt. I don't even want no couch. I want some flow. I'm a big nigga. I need to stretch out. My birthday is in 3 days, dude, so after I come out there, come from Florida, I'm going to come fuck with you. No doubt.
Come on, man. We love to have you out here.
No doubt, baby. It's a done deal like Oville. Trust me.
There it is, man.
Take
yo,
care
man,
of yourself,
we talking about
you,
man. You know what I'm saying? All the way out there in Oklahoma via Florida. You know what I'm saying? One of Oklahoma's finest artists and everything like that. I don't know how many songs Jermaine and recorded since I've known him and shit like that there. You know, he'd always fly in and fly out. He'd come in and go back to Florida and everything like that, man. So just want to let you know, bro, that I got love for you and I'm always here for you, all right?
Yeah, no doubt, baby. Appreciate it, man.
There it is, man. I'll talk to you soon. 600. Yo, y'all, that's what's going on, man. It's 9:36 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We are talking about the verdict on Thug Music murder trial. You know what I'm saying? What is your take on it? Hit me up, 347-884-8810, and I'll be right back, y'all, after we pay these bills.
I would have been you. I would have been like. young fine woman that you grew up to be. Your body's banging like a 400 SC. Even your attitude flows pleasantly. I remember when you was just Tanya Hall, a girl that liked to play basketball. As far as I was concerned, you was one of my boys. I never cared about my sex or yours. But if I was a new girl, let's go. That you're home from school, and I wanna let you know that I'm proud of you. Even when we was younger, I admired you. That's why I used to always pick fights with you. I remember when we used to call each other names, mimic old TV shows and play those childish games. Like I was your Tarzan and you were my Jane. Can we do that nowadays? And if I would've knew the girl next door,
I'm a motherfucking hog. Pull up with the slump, or should I say black trunk, sounding like I got an alligator in the back. Paint redder than melted ice, rallying hockey stripes, burning rubber at every light. Me mugging like fuck your life. I be hustling all day and night, pushing all night and day, twisting and whipping, yay. Getting my guapole, chalupa my gouda my pay. Better not get in my way, from the Bay to LA to the A, this nigga connected. Worldwide nigga, this fixture had you beheaded. You ain't gotta like me, but you gotta respect. Woke up early in the morning and put one in the air. Got so high, thought about running for mayor. Slapped myself to make sure I was still there. Shit showered and shaved, and then I clapped my hair. Today I'm trying to get laid and put put a pounding on the money. Tryna find me a bitch with ass like a world star hip hop bunny. Trying to get rich in this collective, stack my money. You can tell that I'm a D-boy by my baller tummy. Sometimes I dress uppity, sometimes I dress scummy. Sometimes I dress high class, sometimes I dress bummy. If it ain't about no cash, you can miss me. You can miss me. The time you can find this hustler tip,
bitch.
Turn
my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up,
turn
my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up, turn my music up,
I've been running around all day trying to get my decimals up. Anybody that try to stop me, I suggest that they duck. Cause when I get the bucket, I can assure you it's nothing pleasant.
Nothing pleasant.
My arsenal game is Smith and Wesson, all kind of weapons. Even if you're wearing chest protection, the trauma plate won't work.
It won't.
Cause I'ma aim at your helmet. I ain't gonna aim at your shirt. A lot of these bitch ass niggas should be wearing a skirt. With a box of Motrin and some maxi pads in they purse. Pillow talking and biting pillows. Acting like some grizzlies. A whole bunch of that sucker shit, a bunch of popsicles. I should have been a tourist cause I'm stubborn as a bull. I'm a different type of dude, man, I stick to the rules. I'm a real nigga, best believe it. I live it and I breathe it. I tell it like it is and I call it how I see it. My partner used to be sharp, but now he on CC. What do CC mean?
Methamphetamine.
I can't believe
it.
Man, he disappointed me. I'm devastated, man. He lost 2 points with me. I'm standing outside of my crib with some gym shorts and a hoodie. Talking to my nigga on the celly, smoking a Philly. Sipping on a fifth of that oil cognac. Behind them walls and them bricks, he got caught with a Kia can. If he didn't go to jail by now, he'd probably be dead. So instead, he in there with his uncle, his daddy, and relatives.
Turn my music up. Turn my music up.
AM out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I want to thank everybody for logging on and rolling with us and this and the other. Big shout out to area code 602-0950. I keep seeing your call in my lineup and this and the other. I see you call and you hang and you roll with us on the show. I just want to appreciate you for being there. It may be somebody I know. I just don't recognize the number, but I appreciate you being there and listening to us or listening to me every morning on the Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Like I said, today's topic was, did Michael Dunn get away with murder? Well, from what it looks like to me, he got away with it, but then again, he didn't get away with it. You know what I'm saying? He is about to go to jail for about 60 years, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I guess we can look at it as, you know, he got away with it to an extent, but then again, I guess he didn't get away with it, you know what I'm saying? But when it all boils down to it, is we have to take care of our children. We have to be there for them. We have to let them know that we are here. We have to stand by our children. We have to protect our children because nobody else is going to protect our children. You know what I'm saying? And if it wasn't for Big Mama and Granddaddy and everybody and this, that, and the other, ain't no telling where we would be. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all love each other. Take care of one another. Look out for our children. Our children are our future. Teach them and let them lead the way. That's the type of shit that we own. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit that we own. Our children is our future, Let us teach them and lead the way. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We're going to get into some more music, and before we get up out of here, I just want to thank y'all for listening to me and rolling with me, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. You know, I try and make sure that anybody who listens to the Fat Man Morning Show walk away with something, either something that you didn't know or something that you learned, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all letting me express my points and everything like that and share the things that bother me and the things that I feel that is important. I thank y'all for letting me share that with y'all. You know what I'm saying? All I can say is, y'all my niggas.
My motherfucking nigga, most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga. First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with the Glock, they don't think. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga K, shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas.
Said I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
Dope boys, my niggas.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. When we used to hit our water and buy everything we see. Me and my down there nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit.
My nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga we eat, my nigga get a plate. And I'm still here and listen, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga, bitch, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga. He ain't going in, ain't trying to leave my nigga. Stop seeing me and won't believe what a nigga. My niggas, I need a set of wings cause I'm too fly, nigga. And I'm all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Believe it, I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga.
You got the Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show. 9:52 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to thank everybody for rolling with me this morning. I want to thank everybody that called in on the topic and discuss the topic with me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all, we have to take care of our children. You know what I'm saying? Our children are our future. So we have to make sure that we maintain and take care of our future. It's just like making sure that you have a retirement plan. You know what I'm saying? Our children are there for us so we can make sure that we have a retirement plan. They're going to be there for us when we get older, just like we're there for them while they're younger now. You know what I mean? So make sure that you take the time to slow down, smell the coffee, talk to your child, get involved in your child's life, get involved with what's going on outside of the home in your child's life. You don't know what your child may be out there doing, what he may be out there saying, who he may be talking to. So you need to get involved in your child's life. You need to get involved in all youth community activities. I do. I at least try to. You know what I'm saying? But it goes on the person. I just want everybody to realize what has went down and what has been going on around us. We have been losing kids. Two young teenagers, black males, have been taken from us before they could even be able to see or think about having a son or a daughter for themselves. And that's a shame. That's a travesty that shouldn't happen in our community. We need to take care of each other. Are we not our brother's keepers? We damn sure need to be. You know what I'm saying? So on that note, y'all, I'm about to get the hell up out of here. You know what I'm saying? A big shout out to everybody that was rolling with me this morning, that called in, that was listening. You know what I'm saying? Mad at the LVPPWs. Ain't nobody calling. Ain't nobody said shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. I will catch y'all tomorrow morning back here. Fat Man's Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm out of here, y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all be good.
Yeah. True.
I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax. Movie, bought my boo. Bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke strong that pie pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds apartheid. Bread up my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostril. I take your girl and kidnap her. Beat her to my mattress. A skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he dead and rap. Don't try me, I pour that fire. Got your car note in my cup, cool. And your rent in my swisher.
True.
So good, I miss you. Gang so vicious. And all I get is cheese, like I'm taking pictures.
I say f*** you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, yeah. Real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. Real, they true. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up? Two chains and champagne, you want true? That's true enough.
Yeah.
Forbes list like yeah. My office is my tour bus. She came through, she brought food, she got she knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like, what's her name? Chances are it is, what's her name?
What's
the
name?
Chances are if she was acting up, then I f***ed her once and never f***ed again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like, so one time, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass, an intern.
For
money like I built you. Streets talking, that confirmed. Go ask them who just kept you. They keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back, we don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord, I say f*** you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie, yeah. Real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, they true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it.
that bull summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass, put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't. Went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle. Y'all show it looking. Y'all show it lacking. Two chains on my rugby. Left hand on that steering wheel. Right hand on that
bike. Yeah. I say, fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real grown mission. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Another one, another one.
Yeah. Stay down with my day one niggas and we in the club screaming no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new.
DJ Khaled.
Still
Khaled.
Here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. I still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. Stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Stay down from day one, so I say
man, this shit so ill that we had to restart it. Ace time, I'm second home like I'm James Harden. Money counter go brrr when you selling out the garden. Four car garages, pouring some menage. Birdman go brrr cause he know this shit retarded. Fuck her on the floor before we make it to the bed. Switch your ass really cost, started from the bottom, yes lord. OVO Sam, man, I'm proud of my niggas. Knew that we would make it, never doubted my niggas. All my bitches love me, if I had a baby mama she would probably be richer than a lot of you niggas. Ayy, that's luxury dog. Day one niggas, man, he stuck with me dog. Ever since YouTube niggas been calling me the leader of the new school. Fuck with me dog.